As we always start off our Sunday morning here on Robin Hood Radio with Willie Hallahan. His website is sportingacause.com. It's a chronological list of events that are coming up that are all fundraisers and somehow, some way connected to sports. And we always welcome Willie to start off our Sunday. Good morning, Willie. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Great to be here.
And we came off our 50th celebration for the class of 71. And knock on wood, we'll be there for the 60th in 10 years.
Good for you. I had mine a couple of years ago, and you know, over the years they have almost different themes, you know, like the first one to have children, first one to be divorced, all that kind of thing. And I think at the 50th, it's just kind of a survivor thing.
That's exactly right. But it was a lot of fun, and everybody talked. You know, it's funny. One of the topics that everybody talked about was old time sports and stuff like that. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. It really is.
Yeah, well, no, it is. There's a unique dynamic to a reunion that's unlike anything else.
And I want to thank Gloria Tatzpah for opening up her house and doing such a great job for it. She lives, of course, in God's country, but it was a lot of fun, really. So thanks,
well,
Gloria.
Bless her heart for opening her house to you animals.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, Willie, let's get down to business.
Anyway, there are calendar things to talk about. Today, it was both yesterday and today, it was a two-day event. The Bantam Lake Ski Club held their 62nd water ski show. I think this is, as far as I can figure, the second longest running event on my calendar after the ski jumps, which will be 95, I think, this year. It starts at 2:00 today. They ask that you get there about a half hour early. It's held at Sandy Beach on Bantam Lake in Morris, Connecticut, and it's part of the town of Litchfield. And it's very cost friendly. It's $20 a car, not per person, per car load. And they put on a great show. There's a picture on the front page of the Waterbury Republican this morning, and that I think that picture captures the dynamics of this show. I mean, it's, you would think you're in Florida at one of those professional shows, or that good. Anyway, if you got nothing, if you got some time today and don't want to spend a lot of money, check that show out. It's really something, and they raise money for the Beach Association. They take care of lake issues and so forth. They are a nonprofit. Also today is the 34th annual Ankrum Fire Company Golf Tournament at Undermountain Golf Course. I talked a little bit about that last week. I'm going to be playing in that. This is a two-flight. It's very popular, so they have two tournaments. One started about an hour ago, and the other is early this afternoon. That's what I'm playing in. And unlike most tournaments, this is not a scramble. Scramble is where your foursome basically collaborates on shots, and you use the best one that each person hits. Now, this is a tournament where you play your own ball. It's a little scary for a hacker like me because there's no place to hide. You play your own ball, you post your own score, and it's there for the whole world to see. But it's always fun, and you know, the people I play with, we can gently ridicule each other for bad shots, and of course it's for a good cause, the Ankrum Fire Company. Tomorrow, the 9th, is the Torrington Lions Club 43rd annual golf tournament. There are a lot of long-lived events going on. This tournament is being held at Greenwoods Country Club in Winsted. It's not a place I talk about very often, but it's a nice little nine-hole course. They're raising money for both scholarships and eye research, which is, as you know, the Lions Club signature cause. And there's a guy I talk to every year, an older gentleman I talk to get the details of the upcoming event. His name is Norm Nijame. And Norm has organized this event for all 43 years. And, you know, I mean, that's an incredible run for just longevity purposes. But as you know, Marshall, a golf tournament is a lot of work. It's a lot of work to put together. There are lots of moving parts. There are lots of volunteers needed. There are just many, many details. And Norm's been doing it all these years. And if there was such a thing as a lifetime achievement award for volunteers, I would nominate Norm. Good for you, Norm. This Friday, that would be the 13th, is the Aminia versus Millerton Golf Tournament. This is a new event. Trish MacArthur over at Undermountain engineered it. And it's a fundraiser for both the Aminia and Millerton Free Libraries. Players, before they play, they pick their library preference and play on their behalf. It's just a nine-hole tournament, very price-friendly. It's only $50 for a tournament, and there'll be hot dogs and burgers afterwards. So that'll be a fun time for sure. And then the following day, on Saturday the 14th, there is the Tee Up for Autism fifth annual charity golf tournament. This is over at Fairview Farm Golf Course in Harlington. And the proceeds from this go to support the Torrington Area Families for Autism. Also, that same day, on Saturday, is the Sharon Sprint Triathlon. This is over at the Sharontown Beach. It's organized by Matt Meddy and his crew at the Sharon Rec Center. The entry fee is $65 for individuals, $90 for teams. Registration is online only, no race day registrations. That's, you know, that pre-registration is a practice that started with last year with the COVID issue. The idea is to avoid crowding situations around the registration tables on race day. And this is a practice I believe will probably continue long after COVID, if there ever is an after COVID, who knows these days. Anyway, sign up is online, and you can find the link at Sporting a Cause if you're interested. It's a half-mile swim, a 12-mile bike, and a 4-mile run. And this reminds me of kind of a funny thing that happened a couple of years ago. It caused me great confusion for a while. I had written up the Sharon Sprint Triathlon, you know, at the Sharontown Beach, Sharon, Connecticut, and it was on a date like a Saturday the 15th. And then I was looking around, and I saw Sharon Sprint Triathlon on Sunday the 16th. I said, what in the heck? And I got all the same information. And what came to light was that there were two events, one day apart, both called the Sharon Sprint Triathlon, both held at Sharontown Beach. The one was in Sharon, Connecticut, and the other was in Sharon, Massachusetts. So it caused some confusion with entrance, too. People were showing up in Sharon when they're, the day before the event they wanted to go to, and vice versa. But anyway, that was kind of an odd coincidence. Again, also next Saturday is Jimmy's Ride. This will be held at starting at the Berkshire County Kids Place in Pittsfield. They also have a great Barrington presence. This is the 25th year of that event. This is a motorcycle ride. It draws easily over 100 riders. I've seen a video of them coming through, and they just go on and on and on. And it ends up with a party after the event. It's got food, music, and raffles. And I'm well aware, Marshall, this could be construed as not being a sports event at all, but It's in the ballpark, but as always, the deciding factor to me is the related cause, and this is a remarkable one. It's for the benefit of Berkshire County Kids Place, and this is an organization that helps children get their lives back after they've been damaged by domestic or sexual violence. And, you know, I can't think of a more worthy or noble cause than that. The ride just charges $25 a person, and still they raise about $20,000 a year. So good for them and great for that cause. The Guido's 8-mile race has been canceled this year. Sorry to hear that. It's the second year in a row, and we've talked about, you know, how that can affect an event going into the future. But they vow to be back next year, and I hope they do. Used to be a fairly popular race up in the Great Barrington area, put on by Guido's Market. And there's a new event I just heard about. I think it was just organized. It's been added to the calendar. The first annual Archie Barney Memorial Golf Tournament with a Twist is what it's called. It's going to be held Saturday the 21st at the Canaan Country Club. This is a 4-person, 9-hole, 3-club tournament. And it is meant to reflect Archie's golfing style. Archie was a long-time fixture at the Canaan Country Club, beloved. He was a true character and had all these quirky ways, had a quirky sense of humor, just his own particular outlook on life and observations. Everybody loved him, rightfully so. But one of his quirks was he liked to play around the golf sometimes with just a driver. He'd tee off and just use a driver to the rest of the hole, including putting, oftentimes using three clubs. So this tournament is meant to kind of reflect Archie. It's a three-club tournament. You pick the three clubs you use, and that's all you can use. It's a nine-hole tournament, and the proceeds will start a scholarship fund in his name. So that's all good stuff. And that's about it, Marshall. The month goes on. You know how quickly they buzz by. Very shortly, we'll be talking about September events, and there are going to be plenty of them. I mean, there are going to be dozens each weekend, and that's not even counting things like the Heritage Walks and things like that. So my calendar is going to get much longer very shortly.
Well, you can see it in Sharon yesterday. Of course, they had the Arts and Crafts Fair on the green, and it was loaded. People followed distance rules. There were no masks, but people, like I said, followed distance rule. And also, they had the groundbreaking ceremony for the new addition and the upgrades at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon.
Nice.
Back-to-back things at the Sharon Playhouse, which were packed and stuff like that. So people are out there now.
Yeah, and you can see it in the traffic. Yeah. Driving through town, you see we're a destination, you know, for a lot of people. You forget that when you live here, but people come just to soak up what we've got, and it's reflected in the summertime by the traffic.
For a year and a half of not doing things, it's nice to get out there and start to do these things again.
Absolutely.
All right, Willie, have a great round of golf today, and we'll speak to you next week.
All right, I'll report next weekend.
All right, take care.
Take care. Bye.
Willie Hallahan, sportingacause.com is the website. You can find Willie there. And, of course, if you want to find it on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan.